Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
It's a Friday. It's Taz of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Bogus with your updates. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not Bogus this morning.
Oh, what are you kidding?
He's Brad Heller. Yes, that's right. No. He was doing Delaware last night.
Bogus? No,
yes,
no, no.
Frankie, I apologize. Heller. Yes, I apologize. Please, about that. It is not Andrew
he's
Bogus.
Still
it's the great Brad Heller.
Here.
Yeah, he's still here. He's still here. Bob Feller?
Got it.
Yes. Yes. Good morning, Taz. How you doing, brother?
Not bad, Haas. Not bad. I'm pretty good. Moose, pretty good. Looking to just time to make the donuts, as we say here.
Yes, yes.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make, and time to we've make got donuts. A good show on tap. Lots yes, to get into. We got a good 1v1 on the on the Denver Broncos quarterback scenario in terms of Case Keenum versus Joe Flacco. We'll get into that a little later on the program. Jake Delhomme, former Carolina Panther quarterback, played in a great Super Bowl down in Houston. Yeah. Back and forth game in the second half in which the Panthers got derailed by Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. We're going back years ago now. But we'll talk to Jake Delhomme, get a little update on Cam Newton as well down there in Carolina, and talk about some of the big offseason NFL news that it is going on. But, Taz, we begin this morning on the continued saga down in New Orleans surrounding the big man, and that is Anthony Davis, as they took on Oklahoma City last night. Did the Pelicans, and Anthony Davis played in the game,
right?
But then left the game with a contusion, right? And in his arm, did not return in the game, and then promptly left the arena.
Yeah, now, sir, you, Moose, have young kids, and they're very active boys. I've called your house.
Yes.
I can hear it's kind of like, it sounds like a locker room.
They have contusions every day.
After football practice.
Yes.
Right. That's exactly where I was going. So any parent of a young kid or any adult who's maybe, you know, bumped into like a wall understands that you can get a contusion. It's basically a fancy word for like, you know, a bump, a lump, or whatever, you know. That's
what this is.
Right. A bruise. He got a bruise. And he left, what, halftime, I think he left? Halftime?
Well, right. Yeah. And then he left the arena.
And he left the building.
Right. A game in which Oklahoma City, a bad loss for them on the road in New Orleans. They lose 131-122. That's a good win for New Orleans. And, you know, shoulder injury, contusion, however way you want to describe it, then he promptly leaves the arena. And it's right now, this is an unmitigated disaster, not only for New Orleans, but for the NBA. But if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, what else do you want them to do at this stage? You couldn't force them to make a trade by the NBA trade deadline. And we said it at the time, Taz, you and I, as everybody was saying, gotta take the Laker deal. You know, we were basically saying, no, you don't have to take the Laker deal. Don't feel pressured to make any kind of a trade. Just because somebody's basically got a gun to your head and telling you to make a deal, you don't have to necessarily make that trade if it's not what's in the best interest of your organization. And you want to make sure that you open it up to everybody in all possibilities when you're talking about a franchise-changing player and a top-five player in the sport. You can't do it. So they did not make the trade with the Los Angeles Lakers. And now you have to deal with the fallout from there. And that is the fact that you have a player that doesn't want to be there. You have an organization that is obviously completely ticked off, taking him out of hype videos and all, that he has said he wants no future part of the Pelicans organization. Now, where does New Orleans go from here? They're handling it the best way you can. But if you're Anthony Davis, I'm sorry. You also have to handle yourself as a professional.
You're getting paid.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're getting paid. No matter if you're happy, disgruntled. And I understand that. I believe me. I say it a lot. I mean, if a player's unhappy, you don't want them. You don't want that player on the team if that player don't want to be there. But this is a situation where both parties they just have to wait. It just has to be that way. And you have to play. You cannot go, and you're 6'10", 6'11", your wingspan's gigantic, big shoulders, big strapping elite pro athlete Anthony Davis is, phenomenal player, and you leave not just a game from a shoulder contusion, but you leave the building. That is disgusting that you leave the build. That right there, to me, that has nothing to do with money. That has nothing to do with whatever team you're on. Has nothing to do with whatever sport you're on. Unless you had a catastrophic injury, your ass belongs in that building. Moose, I know you got to agree with that.
Well, yeah, I don't no disagree. Doubt. And listen, we had a similar conversation a year ago, remember, around Kevin Love?
Yeah, Kevin Love had a sinus headache or something
right? Well, yeah, a little bit more than that, but it was dizzy. Yeah. Right. So, and I defended Kevin Love at the time because obviously he's going through a scenario where, you know, it's more than just a bruise or a slight shoulder injury. He's going through something where he's extremely, extremely uncomfortable. And I defended Love, right? And we got into it at that stage. There's no defense here of Anthony Davis leaving the building. There really isn't. And in a strange way, I mean, you look in New Orleans as they knock off Oklahoma City 131-122. You know, Taz, I was thinking about it, in a side note, it is a completely different saga as, say, you compare it to the Los Angeles Lakers, where that organization is trying to convince young players to be all in with LeBron James after they tried to trade those young players for Anthony Davis, which is a difficult sell, especially when you're dealing with younger players who have not been through it, or really anybody, when emotion and ego does get involved. For New Orleans, if I'm a member of the Pelicans, and I'm not Anthony Davis, obviously, but the other members of the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm looking at this scenario basically like, screw you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at it as a motivating factor. Now, they're not a particularly good team. I get that. But I look at it as where I want to prove him wrong and other people wrong about where we are as a team. And I would not want Anthony Davis around the team.
No.
I don't care what his friendship.
I would not
want him around. You don't want to be a part of it. You don't want to be here. You're thinking about where you want to play, you know, next year, whether it be the Lakers, the Knicks, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Los Angeles Clippers. Those are the four teams you'd be willing to sign long term. Well, I'd be very, very bothered and upset by that. I would not want Anthony Davis around the team.
No, I wouldn't either. That's the last thing you want around young players, older players, any players, because he's going to basically, that disgruntledness, that misery, that just disdain that he doesn't want to be there, you know, it's going to drip onto the other players. It's going to drip into your locker room, no matter if you're having a great season or bad season. And we all know the Pelicans are not having a great season at all. You know, but you can't have this guy around, but they're in a situation where they have no choice. But I'm just saying, Moose, for the character of this guy, to basically, look, it's I hate to say a fake injury, but it's like, you know, he went to block a shot.
Right. Well,
and he had his arm extended, all right, and he drops the guy because he's gigantic. And, like, it wasn't like he grabbed his shoulder right away.
Yeah.
But not that we got to break down the play. I'm just saying, like, it's just what kind of character do you have as an athlete?
Well,
That's the problem I have.
No,
the character.
And Taz, that's obviously a big issue. Listen, if he's hurt, he's hurt. You know, I'm not gonna quibble whether or not he was. Here's the deal: you can't leave. You can't leave the arena. That's the point. The point being is that you cannot leave that building at halftime as your teammates are battling through. You might not want to be there long term. You signed a contract. You're getting paid an obscene amount of money. You've got a scenario here, Taz, where you've got to live right and do right by that contract as a professional. Have a little pride. Have a little professional pride. You can't sulk and go away. And I doubt the organization told him, or the trainers or the doctors told him, yeah, you know what, just go home.
No,
there's no excuse. He can't leave the building.
No, you can't.
You can't leave the building. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, you want to hang out in the trainer's room? You want to hang out in the locker room? That's one thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, you can't leave the building.
No, you can't. And you know, it's just to me, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling that you would do this. Now, here's the little, it kind of sound weird, but if they were away, if they were playing at OKC, I don't think he would have done this. Think about it, because then you have to go. The team bus.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done it.
He's got to go to a hotel. Right, he would have done it. So he's home. He's wherever his home is, if he has a house or a townhouse, condo, whatever, in New Orleans in that area, yeah. That's where he went.
Yeah.
If this is, but I know if it's not if it's or wasn't in OKC. I'm just saying. So he was home. It's Valentine's Day. He's probably like, you know what? The hell am I going to do here? We suck. We're going to lose. Meanwhile, they won the game, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be here anyway. They don't want me. I don't want them. So I'm going to go hang out with my significant other on V-Day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's what the guy's thinking. You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he had, Valentine's Day plans or if it was just a case of him being upset with the organization that he is still in this situation. But it's also a situation in which he took he and his agent tried to pull a power play with the knowing that Boston couldn't make a deal, right?
Yeah.
The Knicks' assets weren't good enough. Milwaukee is not making that kind of a trade. And the Clippers don't have the assets. So there was really one team left standing. So they said, all right, let's hold Rich Paul now. Let's hold New Orleans' feet to the fire. Let's make a declarative statement that we want out of New Orleans. We're not going to sign there long term. With the understanding and knowing, after LeBron James had made the statements 2 weeks prior and was reprimanded by Adam Silver, that really the only team that could conceivably make a trade at this stage was the Los Angeles Lakers. And they tried to pull a power play, and the New Orleans Pelicans said, no,
we're good.
No.
No, thanks.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And now they're ticked off. Now they're bothered. Now the fact that they have to wait. Now they have to deal with the scenario. So it's not only Anthony Davis and his emotions running high, and maybe he went and got some flowers and some chocolates for his significant other.
I think he had dinner reservations.
Maybe
like
he did. What's that place down there? The Captain's Palace or whatever it's called?
The big
restaurant that's down there? Commander's Palace.
Commander's Palace.
Down in New Orleans is a very, very, very famous restaurant.
Yes.
Maybe he went down there. I don't know what he did.
Like a 9 p.m. reservation?
But, Taz, here's the other issue you have if you're the NBA. This is not ending anytime soon.
No, that's the problem.
And now, what do you do here with what is almost an untenable situation down in New Orleans, right?
Mm.
They obviously don't want to play him significant minutes because they don't want him to get hurt.
No,
because if he should get hurt,
hurts their money,
all of a sudden,
right,
his trade value does significantly go down. So they don't want him to get hurt. They can't abuse the rest rule in the NBA. The NBA has already made a statement about that. So they can't do that. So you've got to play him. He doesn't want to be there. I'm sure his teammates, even the ones that he's close to, are basically have had enough with the scenario.
Oh, God.
They're tired of answering questions about it now, Taz. What the hell do you do if you're the NBA right now? I'm sure New Orleans, the last thing the Pelicans want to do is pay him to go away and then have him showing up at other NBA arenas to watch NBA basketball as he's getting paid by New Orleans.
Yeah, he's scouting other NBA teams
where he wants to go. I doubt they want that.
No,
but
I don't think so.
Do you make a situation where you don't play him at all and you sit him on the bench or you play him 10 minutes a night? What the hell do you do now if you're in New Orleans with Anthony Davis?
It's a tough spot. What I was thinking about, though, while this all went down, I'm thinking about the guy that was across in the opposite color uniform named Russell Westbrook, from the Thunder. Because that's a guy, this wouldn't happen. That, in my opinion, that guy plays. He's the most hard-nosed player there is. My point is, he's a guy who plays with a lot of heart. He's a superstar, and he plays, but yet there's no complacency. He plays every play like it's the last. Everybody knows that, no matter if you like Russ or not. My point in bringing up him up is he's a guy who, like last year, made a little more noise. This year, he's more quiet, and he's just grinding and playing great, and he's just a hard-nosed player, and that's what you want. If you're a fan, you want guys that are leaving it all on the court. Not a guy, like if you're a Laker fan right now, or a Celtics fan, where Anthony Davis can end up, or wherever the favorites are, right, where it changes all the time. You see this, you know this shoulder thing, and he leaves the friggin' building. Not rhetorically, do you want him on your team?
Yeah, I don't think they care.
You don't think they care, right. So you're a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah.
You guys are just basically dead in the water.
Right.
Okay, so you need all the help you can get. Okay, so you wouldn't care. It's almost like the Machado thing. Remember when he got he wasn't hustling, wasn't breaking the first base.
Yeah, he wasn't running.
He was dogging
right.
it. Correct. And,
kicked the first base with his heel.
Right, right. And so And Sanchez, what's his name? He had the catcher. He had some of that on him too. He wasn't hustling, right?
Right. Yeah. He had two groin injuries last year.
You see where I'm going? All that. If you're going to move a guy,
I get it.
So as a Knick fan, it wouldn't bother you. I'm just curious.
No, I'm not saying it wouldn't bother me. You're asking me as an organization. I don't think they care.
No, I'm saying as a fan.
As a fan, yeah, it would bother me to an extent. But if Davis comes here and you pay him
and he's busting it out,
you're not going to look down.
Right. You're not going to say, "Well, remember that time?"
Right down in New Orleans with the Pelicans, just like. Once Manny Machado signs, whatever team that he does sign with, I'm sure that fan base will celebrate and is not concerned about him telling The Athletic last year that he's not, you know, Charlie Hustle. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a night-and-day difference between he and Westbrook. However, this situation is one that the NBA has not seen, really, this kind of saga ever.
Yeah.
Where you have a young player that is a top-five player in the sport, who wants out of a particular team, you've got a ways to go here over the course of the NBA regular season. We're at NBA All-Star Weekend. You get a saga last night where a star player is leaving the building after suffering what was not a devastating shoulder injury. And now what the hell do you do if you're New Orleans? And if you're the NBA, you can't press the Pelicans to continue to play him 35 minutes a night. Because what about if he gets hurt? What are you going to say, sorry?
Right.
What about if he blows out his knee? What are you going to apologize and be like, listen, you had to do what's right by that 12,000 that's showing up every night down in New Orleans?
Changes everything.
No,
he gets hurt.
I mean, what do you do now? Because I think that's the big-time question now for the Pelicans. And I was thinking about Taz. I don't really have a great answer for you about what they have to do because I wouldn't want to play him.
Right.
But I would not be comfortable, Taz, after he basically said, you're not good enough for me to play here, I would not want to pay him to go away. So I don't know I don't want to pay Anthony Davis early and say, leave the team, get the hell out of the building, don't be around our team. And Anthony Davis is going on vacation as the Pelicans are playing in the regular season. I don't want to have that happen, but I also can't have him log in significant minutes because of the threat or the possibility of a significant injury.
Yeah, it's
an impossible spot.
It's a no-win. No-win
it
either
really
way.
Is.
It's really no-win. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know what they do. I don't, you know, I don't have, I mean, I know Moose, most of the times I have the answers. I understand that.
No.
But I don't have it this time. I don't have the answer for you.
I want to hear from you at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. What do you think? What do you want to see the New Orleans Pelicans do? Plus, we'll hear from head coach Alvin Gentry. Very, very interesting.
Talk about a guy in a bad spot.
No, that's an impossible spot. All right. I'm sure he's thought about the future of Anthony Davis now, no?
Yeah, I got a feeling he wants to take Anthony Davis in a closet and just knuckle up at him.
Yeah. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose. On a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Friday morning, we'll get your busy calls at 855-212-4227. We'll hear from Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry following last night's 9-point victory over the Thunder here. Heller's in the house. First time this morning. What's up,
Bradley? Guys?
How you doing, bud?
Brad, it's great to see you.
Tobias Heller.
How's things, pal?
Good. Drama-free in here, right?
Why?
Compared to what's going on in New Orleans.
Oh, do you mean outside? I mean, here we never have drama.
Moose, I said drama-free.
Yes.
Don't get it defensive. It's okay. Calm down. It's all right, bro.
Bob Feller.
Listen, why he's got the low seat, Moose.
Yeah. I think it's just a random draw.
Nice talk.
I think it's the random draw.
Random draw.
Moose hit me with the yeah.
No, okay. He does have the low seat. Yes.
Okay. I can't even see Moose. The monitor's blocking.
You're not missing much.
I'm seeing it.
Don't worry about it. It's good to see you, bro.
Whoa, got him. Whoa, watch that.
Wait, whoa, where's Dion?
Take it away, Brad.
All right, guys. The NBA All-Star break is here, but there is more drama regarding Anthony Davis. He suffered a shoulder injury in the first half of the Pelicans' 131-122 win over the Thunder. Davis reportedly left the arena with his agent before the game ended. to get an MRI, which showed a contusion. No word if he's going to play in Sunday's All-Star game. Head coach Alvin Gentry calling the Davis situation a dumpster fire. Julius Randle stepped up without AD, 33 points and 11 rebounds, including some big baskets down the stretch to end the Thunder's four-game winning streak.
Well, this is who we are as a group. That's who you have to be as a professional, regardless. We all in here like each other, so it makes it easier, to go out there on the court and fight for one another.
Russ, there you go.
Right here, we all like each other.
But that's exactly what we were talking about earlier on, the fact of this group coming together and that team coming together, even with this whole disaster, because you can have scenarios, and this is one in a very strange way, where it could actually bring a group of players together. Agreed. Where they fight. Yeah. So I think that's what you're looking at, and that's exactly the message that Randle gave you after that 33-point performance last night.
I agree. It definitely can bring them together, and hopefully it does, and it we saw it in the victory over the Thunder.
And Russell Westbrook turned in his 11th straight triple-double in the loss, 44 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. Meanwhile, the Knicks end their franchise record 18-game losing streak. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 106-91. Here's head coach David Fizdale.
We hung in there and just, despite the losses that we have faced all the way up to even to the break. And again, I keep talking about this team's character. You know, it would have been very easy for us to check out and get on to wherever we were going to go. But we were desperate men. Those guys wanted this game really badly.
The Knicks don't have the worst record in the NBA anymore. That belongs to the Suns. One other game, the Magic hammered the Hornets 127-89. College basketball, 15 straight wins for number 3 Gonzaga.
Burke gets a screen from Hachimura. He's trapped in the double team, gives it up to Norvell for a quick three. Big one from Snacks. 1 second on the shot clock. Norvell catches and shoots, knocks it down for an 11-point advantage.
Tom Hudson on Learfield IMG College. The Zags are 24-2, beating Loyola Marymount 73-60. Houston is 24-1. The ninth-ranked Cougars won at UConn 71-63. Hockey, a milestone for Austin Matthews.
And now Kadri comes back to it again. Back up Riley. Matthews shoots! Scores! Austin Matthews! That's his 100th! Ahead by a century! Austin Matthews on the power play.
Todd Crocker, Maple Leafs Radio. The Leafs scoring Matthews scored twice in Toronto's 6-3 win over the Golden Knights in Vegas. The Capitals beat the Sharks in San Jose 5-1. Washington still 3 points behind the first-place Islanders, who topped the Blue Jackets 3-0 in Columbus. The Blues have won 8 in a row. They shut out the Coyotes 4-0. And from golf, weather messing with the opening round of the Genesis Open in L.A. Tiger Woods is going to have to tee off later this morning. Jordan Spieth and Sung Kanger tie for the lead at 5-under par. Guys?
Frankie, right, thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Let's hear from Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry talking about the whole saga down in New Orleans with Davis.
To tell you the truth, this whole thing has been a dumpster fire, and it's just hard, for guys. We want guys to be professional and we want them to do this, but it's hard for guys, to go through what they've been through. And to be able to come out and be the team of that quality, I'm happy for all the guys. I just thought that they did a great job.
What about Coach? How about Davis leaving early?
Hey, guys, I'm going to talk about the guys that played. They did a great job. We found a way to win the game. That's what's important.
Yeah, there you go.
He's right. And he's ticked off, and he should be. Let's go to New Jersey here and talk to John. Listen on radio.com. Johnny, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose. What do you say, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man. To me, this is a no-brainer. He's DNP sitting on the end of the bench to the rest of the year. You do not play him. Name me one benefit, one, to New Orleans for playing him 1 minute.
Name one.
Well, I mean, the benefit is for the NBA. They want
No. I don't care about the NBA.
No, I get it. For New Orleans, no, there is no benefit.
None. And, Mark, if today you go home tonight and you got a $100 million lottery ticket in the house, but for some tax reason you can't cash it till May 1st,
right,
what are you doing with
I'm
it?
I'm not leaving the house.
Right.
No, me neither.
It's going to be deep in the Melusa's compound under armed guard.
Yes. Correct.
Fixing
that
attic.
That is right.
And this guy is a cancer to the team. He doesn't want to play. You sit his ass on the end of the bench. If he doesn't want to show up, you suspend him for insubordination.
I agree with you, John. John's right.
Yeah, I mean,
sit him on a bench. You don't play him.
I agree with him. And that is for New Orleans, and for the NBA is in a position here where they want their stars on the court. For New Orleans, though, their position is quite simple. they want to make sure they protect the asset. And John brings up the example of the lotto ticket, right? I mean, it's a fair one. But... You know, it's an extreme one, a drastic one. But the point being is that you want to make sure you protect the commodity. You know, the commodity when you have a winning lottery ticket is you and the ticket. The commodity right. for New Orleans well, now is Anthony Davis. They want to make sure that come July, when they are free to trade him, that Anthony Davis is 100% healthy. And listen, I get that he has to have – they know before he leaves that building last night that he has an MRI on that shoulder. They understand what it
is. It's a joke. It's a joke.
So,
oh.
And then, he does not come back. He leaves the arena at that stage. And it is – he should not be leaving early. I'm sorry. He should not be.
Oh,
and for the Pelicans now, I think John's
part.
Got the only way you can lay it out, Taz, is that you pay him, he sits on the end of the bench, and he sits in street clothes.
Yeah, that's it. And that's it. Then you don't have to worry about your fine, and you don't have to worry. And he should be just pissed off that he has to come to the games, as he will be, and sit there. That's what he deserves that, and that's what I would do to him for sure. I think John is 1,000% right. Let's go to New Jersey again and to listen to Ben, who's listening on Radio.com. I wonder if he's listening with John. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
What's
You're
up,
on with Taz
Ben?
And the Moose. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Yeah, to me, I was thinking maybe you play him 10 to 15 minutes, but at this point, since you're out of playoff contention, and you got guys who are talented. You see Julius Randle, Jrue Holiday. They're still playing their busts off.
Right.
They got an impressive win over OKC last night. You just pretty much, at this point, just sit them, let them practice with the team, but don't risk it. And then they're probably July this offseason. Wait till that, I think it's probably Boston. I don't think he's going to end up with the Lakers like everybody else.
I think it's Boston. They got the components. They got the pieces in place to make that happen.
But don't sleep on the Knicks, though. Maybe if they get that pick, do you think they can put a package to get him to New York? I'm not going to rule that out either. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's a potential possibility. I mean, but that is a huge commodity when you look at Zion Williamson.
Ben,
if they end up
call.
With
we
the number one
it.
Overall pick.
Right.
But I'm sure that would be a player that the New Orleans Pelicans would be awfully intrigued by. How could you not be when you compare it? Because I would say that piece is – because Tatum's established himself is right behind Jason Tatum as probably the two most attractive pieces that you could see out there for Anthony Davis.
No doubt.
Be Jason Tatum, and then the number one overall pick would be Zion Williamson. Those would be the two most attractive pieces. There's nothing that the Lakers have to offer that's as attractive as those two pieces. Now, if you're the Knicks, maybe you get greedy. You know, if you're the Knicks and you have a scenario where you end up with the number one overall pick and you can sign two big-time free agents, well, I mean, you could then have Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, and another player. I mean, that is hitting an absolute grand slam home run, Taz, but that conceivably is on the table where you don't have to trade for Anthony Davis. You don't have to give up the number one overall pick. You could draft Zion and then be able to sign guys like Kevin Durant, and then a Kyrie Irving or a Kawhi Leonard or a Jimmy Butler or a Kemba Walker.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge free agency class this summer.
And the beauty of that is with the Knicks, you have a lot you could sell. Like if you are the Knicks, obviously Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves the ball in the world's most famous arena. It's the Mecca. We all know that, right? And that's a fact. Simple. So that right there in itself. Also, these players you're naming, they're great players. They know that they could go in there, if they could go in there and be the difference maker and to turn that franchise around. And a kid like Zion Williamson, for him, it would be like, wow, you know what, man? I could be part of something where I'm going to get some credit. I'm going to get some credit for turning the Knicks around. You know, and next thing you know, you're in the number one market in the world. You're in New York City. You're playing at the best arena in the world. And it's an easy sell almost. And you can have a package of players that you can go there and win with. That all can happen, and they have stuff in place the Knicks do business-wise that could happen.
Yeah, that could, and we'll see. I mean, the Knicks fan base has been sold a bill of goods before in the past, Taz.
I know.
They've come up empty in these scenarios where they've been hopeful that a big-time free agent's going to come, and the only guy that's come in the past was Amari Stoudemire, who signed a 5-year, $100 million deal because the Knicks were the only team in the NBA was willing to guarantee him 5 years at that number, at $20 million per year. So, I mean, for right now for the NBA, you'd like to try and get to a weekend now where you celebrate a little bit, Taz.
Right,
you enjoy downtime, NBA All-Star weekend. Yeah. But this saga is not coming to an end anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Let's head out to Pennsylvania. It's Roger. It's Taz and the Moose. What's up, Roger?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you guys this morning. Great show. This guy from the Pelicans, I'm not a basketball guy, but I'm just listening to you guys and, you know, saying, hey, if you don't want to play, make
right.
him show up,
right.
dress, sit on the end of the bench, what have you. I say the same thing about Antonio Brown. He's under contract. If you don't want to play, don't play, but you're going to sit your butt down there and watch. If not, if you don't show up, I don't think he should be paid. But I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
Well, Roger, we appreciate the support.
He did show up to the building. And listen, Anthony Davis is going to do whatever he can do. Roger, thanks a lot for the call to protect his money.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, he is going to do that.
Oh, yes. I mean, of course, because he wants to get that money.
Well, so, you know? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Antonio Brown, final week game of the regular season against Cincinnati. You know, he showed up in the fur coat. He did leave that game early, too.
I think he did. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Steelers were on the field after the game watching the end of the Browns-Ravens game
at
Heinz Field on the Jumbotron.
Yeah,
he was not there.
Yeah.
He was not part of that. And the thought and the belief was is that Antonio Brown did leave that Steelers game early. So that now there's a difference in the scenario, but there's a little bit of a common thread. The common thread is the Steelers are going to get rid of Antonio Brown, and the Pelicans are going to get rid of Anthony Davis.
Right,
you need to do what's right by your organization long term. Now it's a matter of trying to protect the commodity. For Pittsburgh, they want to get rid of the headache.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
for the New Orleans Pelicans, they want to make sure we've seen other guys get traded that were top five, top 10 players in the sport, Taz. We want to make sure that we come out well at the other end of this.
Right. Anthony Davis is, I don't want to say it's the wrong way, but it's he's not really been a headache here. It's been a headache, but not an Antonio
not
Brown.
Not to the Antonio Brown.
Yeah, Antonio Brown's on social media, acting a fool, doing all this stuff, and ticking off. You know, this guy's a headache. AD is a headache, just a little bit different. It's a business thing, and his agent's a headache, and his agent's the same agent as LeBron James. There's always that thread. That's what's funny. There's always that pipeline to LeBron when it comes to drama and stuff. He's not even on the friggin' Pelicans. He's on the Lakers, and there's still that little bit of, you know what I mean? We talk about it a lot. There's always that LeBron thread. It's always there, bro.
Well, of course, especially when you're looking at unbelievable, when you're looking at star players who are on the move when LeBron's looking for that secondary star.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and I understand, you know, how great how great Anthony Davis is. I do. But this, what he did last night to me, stock dropped a little bit for me. I know it's a great player. Stock dropped a little bit for me.
I get
it. You can't do that.
I don't disagree, but I think it would not, if you're Danny Ainge, Magic Johnson, Steve Mills.
Short memory.
Perry.
Short memory.
Short memory. They're not going to think about it.
Yeah, no,
they
right.
are not. I don't disagree.
Right. No, it's hard, right, to Excuse disagree.
With what you were saying, but
right,
I don't think
right.
for them it's going to affect their pursuit of Anthony Davis.
No.
Colin Kaepernick set a price tag for himself.
Oh, yes.
What was it? To whom? We'll get into that next. It's Taz and the Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. It's time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question and be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning. Jake Delhomme, former Carolina Panthers quarterback, is going to join us coming your way about 15 minutes from now top of the hour.
Yeah, sorry, we had Jake on before, right?
Yeah. He'll join us once again. Now, staying with the quarterback theme, a report came out yesterday as we're approaching the second weekend of the Alliance for American Football regular season after what was, I think, a pretty successful opening weekend with their four games that took place on Saturday, two on Saturday, and then a natural doubleheader that we saw on Sunday as well, Taz. So you're going to get some more football upcoming this weekend.
Yes.
A report came out yesterday that, you know, they had conversations with Colin Kaepernick.
I know. Very interesting.
Very fascinating.
Very
and he put a number on his talents to consider playing in the Alliance for American Football.
Yeah.
And that number was $20 million a year.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a little high. it's a little high. Not a lot high. I got a feeling you might disagree with me, and that's cool. We could talk about it. I think 20 mil is a little high. First off, do you have a problem with him saying 20 mil?
I personally do not.
Oh, okay. I thought you would. No problem.
I mean, I thought you would. Yeah, I personally, I mean, I don't. You know why I don't? Because, you know, he is going to bring attention.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so
And he's a good player.
I mean, we can go back and forth on where he is as a quarterback, but in terms of the attention, the marketability, the selling point, making his games a draw based on everything that has surrounded Colin Kaepernick, I get why he's put his number at that price tag. Plus, you've also got to make up for a little bit of the difference of him playing in a league that's, you know, in essence, you know, a secondary professional league. It's not the National Football League.
Well, it's admitted that it's a developmental league, which I think is smart by the AAF, a developmental league for the NFL, and they're working quasi in conjunction with the NFL. So I think that's smart, and that's all good stuff for AAF, which I said I enjoyed the games last week for sure. I know there's been some negative spin or chatter on the quarterback play, but I think that'll change in time. Let's say hypothetically they could work something out, or something comes forward here where you get a guy like Kaepernick, or Kaepernick himself ends up on one of these teams. That's not just, as you said, a draw, Moose, but he'd probably be one of their top quarterbacks, I would think, for sure. And it's almost like anybody who you want to watch him play because you know Kaepernick has so much kind of heat towards the NFL that he's going to be so motivated to play. I just feel like I just think it must be must see TV, and I think every week watching him play would be something pretty cool. There you go, take two, got it, nailed it.
Yeah.
So there you go. But you know what I'm saying? I do think it'd be cool to see him play, and I think he would. I think he'd ball hard, and I think he'd draw them a lot of money. Just imagine his jerseys. I mean, his jersey, whatever team he'd be on, the jersey sales would be insane.
It would be. The AAF CEO, Charlie Ebersol, did say that he personally reached out to Kaepernick, right? The co-founder of the league, Bill Polian, we remember, you know, Hall of Fame executive in the National Football League, said he didn't know what transpired, but he's obviously not playing. And Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing with the league. You know, that's even just to consider. I mean, that's not, hey, you pay me $20 million, I'm locked in. That's for him to think about
it.
That's the starting number for him to think about the idea of playing in the Alliance for American Football.
And a lot of times, and you know this, which we've seen it with athletes, I know it happens in wrestling all the time, sometimes you give a number so high because you don't want to go. And that could be the case here. Maybe he knows that it's a deal that they can refuse, and maybe it's something that, you know, because, again, Mr. Ebersol called him. Mr. Kaepernick didn't call the league. So, you know, it's like you have the leverage now. So if you are Kaepernick, you got the leverage, and he's a smart guy. He knows he's the draw. He knows that he'd bring their numbers up, and they only had 1 week, a successful week, and they were, 3 million viewers?
They had 3 million viewers.
Which was awesome.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to draw a comparison, all AAF players received a 3-year, $250,000 non-guaranteed contract.
Mm.
So you look at, on average, it's about $83,000 plus per player per year. So that's not, when you look at what guys are making and the significant amount of money that guys are making in the NFL, that's obviously not even close to what even the minimum is in the National Football League. However, obviously this is a developmental league, so you're looking at a player like Kaepernick, who, where other guys are making $83,000 per year, Kaepernick is asking for $20 million just to think about playing, and he's well within his right.
Right.
But as you mentioned, Taz, it could be a couple of things. Number one, he's got the leverage. Number two, the attention that he draws, the marketability, and the fact that eyes would be locked in to see how he would play.
No doubt.
The other aspect is, does he want to play?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he doesn't want to. That's what I'm thinking.
When Charlie Eversole and Kaepernick's a smart guy, you set a number that's so extreme, high, that it's not even something that they can even think about. It's not like he set the number at $2 million or $3 million, knowing that it's a developmental league. He set the number at what quarterbacks in the NFL are going to be making, franchise caliber quarterbacks in the NFL are going to be making contracts that so. He set a number that was so high that the AAF really couldn't think about it. I mean, it was really a non-starter. They can't pay Colin Kaepernick $20 million.
And he knows, Kaepernick knew, he probably assumed this call would be coming at some point. He's intelligent. From a lesser degree, I've done this with wrestling people that want me to do these appearances and stuff. I'm just busy, and it's on weekends. That's my chill time. I give them a number, Moose. I'm just being honest. Give them my private business here for a minute. I give them a number that's so high, I know they're not going to hit it. Because I don't want to be rude and say, nah, I don't want to do it.
Right.
Probably should have said that on the radio. But
no, there you go.
Hard-ass Joe.
And that's fine. But, I mean, the AAF did reach out to Tim Tebow as well.
Yeah.
He said he was not interested in playing quarterback and playing in the AAF, that he wanted to continue to pursue his baseball career with the Mets down in the minor leagues and continue to play baseball.
How lucky we are.
Yeah, that's fine. And I think Tebow probably has kind of turned the page on playing football professionally and is chasing his dream in terms of trying to crack the major leagues and being a baseball player. And he's within his right to do it. He's getting paid a boatload of money from ESPN to be an analyst on the SEC network.
He does a good job on that, by the way.
Yeah, he does a good job. And he's about to get married to basically Miss Universe.
Well,
so, I mean, everything
is he still a virgin? What's
everything
going on with
is
that?
On the up and up with Tim Tebow.
Still a virgin?
I don't know.
You're
I've not
sure?
been in his bedroom and witnessed his practices, so I'm not really sure if he still is
I'm just
a virgin.
Wondering. I just heard rumors.
I'm not 100% sure.
You like
but
burritos?
For Kaepernick here, if the NFL came calling, what opportunity for Kaepernick now? Would it be in the scenario where he would be interested in joining an NFL team?
Mike was talking to me the same thing you were.
Oh,
that's called bedtime.
No. What
Mike's
would be,
giving me show information.
Let's pay.
Take two.
What would be the opportunity?
I can't control people.
No, what would be the opportunity for Kaepernick in the NFL that he would say yes to?
What would be for Kaepernick? What kind of money are you saying?
Yes. No, not money. I'm talking about opportunity.
Oh, for the NFL.
Yeah. What opportunity for the NFL would Kaepernick say, okay, I want to go back and play
quarterback?
Play quarterback? No, I know, but what kind of opportunity? Starting job?
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah.
That they have to lay it out and say you're the starter in the NFL?
He wants to be a starter. Yes, he wants to be a starter.
So not even
you
a competition. Not even come out and compete for a starting job.
That's a good question.
He'd have to be the without a shadow of a doubt for the start. So if the Jacksonville Jaguars, for argument's sake, said they bring in a veteran quarterback and they want to sign Kaepernick to compete.
Bridgewater over there and they say, we want you to compete with Bridgewater.
Right, for the starting job. That wouldn't be good enough? He basically, without a shadow of a doubt, I mean,
I don't think it'd be good enough for him because I don't think it would. I think he wants to be, he considers himself a big star.
A guy that hasn't played quarterback in 2 years.
Dude, I'm just assuming this.
I know. It's just conversation, and I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I think he wants to be the starter.
I think he would want to be a guy where they say, "Here's starter's money. Here's the starting
you're the man.
Job.
Right, you're the
you're
man.
The guy. You're not competing with anybody."
Yeah, I do.
And that reason, Taz, and I agree with you. He'll never play in the NFL again.
Right. Well, because the NFL's
because
moved on.
He's been so far out. It's been 2 years.
He has been. And the AAF opportunity, I think, is something that's awesome if he really wants to play. It sounds like he's more or less, he understands he's done playing. He knows that NFL ship has sailed. He knows that. It actually helps him that he's on an NFL team because it still keeps him in that I wonder if conversation. I wonder if. That helps his brand. That helps his stuff that he does with Nike. That helps his street cred. That helps all
of that
stuff.
Well, it helps
stuff.
The fact that, the perception is that he's getting blackballed
by
the National Football
League.
Right, he's a
rebel. Right, he's not a rebel, but yeah, he's getting blackballed. So he's the, you kind of feel bad for him. You know, he's the babyface, as we call it in the wrestling business, because the big monster machine knows the NFL and all their big rich owners are against him. So he's the little engine that could. And everybody does, loves that engine.
It does,
you know?
Right. It does not help it. You know, and I don't. I think that ship has sailed in the NFL. And clearly, Kaepernick set a number for the AAF that was an untenable number that they could never pay him. We're going to talk to Jake Delhomme. We're going to do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning, right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.